Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa are Molly Wells and Jesse Entz from the Colorado State University 4-H program here in the San Luis Valley. It's really good to see both of you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Molly's been really busy because she's been assisting with the Aspen Acres fire and the Sheephead fire here in Colorado. Jesse's really interesting because she is organizing something new for the CSU 4-H program. It's called, we're going to talk about it, it's called The Power of Possible.
That's right.
And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the SLV fair. Then we're going to have Molly give us a little bit of a situation analysis on the fires burning around and all the work CSU Extension is helping with critters, with animals, making sure everything is safe out there. But it's going to start with Power of Possible. It's a pop livestock show or pop livestock show for youth with disabilities.
That's correct. And originally we were going to do 4-H aged kids, 8 through 18, but it's kind of grown past that. And so it's actually a livestock exhibition for individuals.
Got you.
With disabilities.
Got you. Yeah. How did that get started or why are you?
So there's a little bit of a backstory on it. I'm 4-H alumni. My girls are in 4-H. I've always thought that would be kind of interesting to see, to have an opportunity for kids like that. And then this spring, I brought it up to Molly and Cody in the office. And Larry Brown, our boss, his wife, Ruthie, was also very interested in it. And so with the idea of Ruthie's and mine coming together, it kind of spearheaded the force of this beginning of this new show. And with lots of prayer and lots of research, I came up with the name Power of Possible Pop. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that we're hoping really grows into something annually, but also that other extension agencies throughout the state of Colorado will take on. And
that sounds like they probably would or will once they see the first show you're doing, which is scheduled for July 25th.
Yeah.
It's at the Sky High Stampede Grounds.
Yes, sir.
So yeah. We're talking July 25th. The time is 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a livestock show for people with disabilities.
Yep. It's going to be solely 100% devoted to these individuals and giving them an opportunity that, unfortunately, this has never happened in the state of Colorado. With lots of research, this has never been done. And so being a state of ag, you know, that was very surprising to me. Other states bordering us, Kansas, Missouri has had some, Texas and Oklahoma, their extension agencies and just even fairs, their county fairs have had shows like this. And there's never been one done in the state of Colorado that we can find.
So how does CSU Extension, how do you, your staff, Molly Wells, Larry Brown, how do you do that? What's the steps you have to take, or how do you, I mean, I imagine you have to put in, I mean, you just don't put people out there with livestock, right? You're having to, I mean,
yes.
Explain that to me, because I'm really curious on how it all happens. And then the response you're getting from the individuals participating, because I have to imagine that's where the smiles really take off.
Right. Well, this is new for all of us. Obviously this is our first time doing it. But I think you have to have someone like Larry Brown that gives us the opportunity to imagine something like this, and giving us the free will to create something like this.
Yeah.
So hats off to Larry for allowing our staff to think and grow and imagine these amazing things, right?
Yeah.
Then it started with a lot of phone calls to parents with children with disabilities, agencies that help kids with disabilities, and asking questions, because my heart is that I want to create an event that doesn't bring limits in front of them. Mm. I want it to be limitless for them. I want to take out those barriers that they normally encounter, right? And so this event is not just getting these individuals in a show ring with an animal, mm-hmm. but creating a space and an environment where they don't have to worry about barriers or limits. And so it was a lot of asking questions in down to the detail of adult size changing tables. Like, that blew my mind to know that these parents can't even take their children to events because they don't have the facilities that they need. And so that kind of spearheaded a whole nother thing. So then we went to the Lohr Foundation in Monta Vista.
Lohr Foundation is doing a lot of work in Monta Vista.
They're doing incredible things. Yeah. Yes. So we went to Yvette, and I asked her if she would be willing to look into a $300 grant so I could buy some adult changing tables to have at the event. Mm-hmm. And she came in. It makes me emotional, but she came in so excited, and she's like, I'll do one better and I'll get you a $10,000 grant.
Wow.
And so we have the funds to create such an amazing event and environment for these kids and take away any of the limits that they normally run into.
I really, listening to you and just in my mind, imagining the livestock show that you're going to put on, I really want to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to go experience it and see how you do this or how the individuals participate, because, you know, I'm trying to imagine this and I'm having a hard time because I'm figuring there's assistance that's needed and how do you take, and how do you train the animals to work with in this way too, you know? And I'm like, wow, this is really fascinating. Yeah. And I want to go see it.
There's a lot of work, more than just finding like tame animals. Of course, that was like our number one, like, okay, we have to find a specific species. Like, we didn't want to bring in beef or horses. Equine does so much for kids with disabilities, but that is not my specialty. I am not a horse person, so I need animals that I can handle. And so goats we found to be probably the most docile out of the 4-H quote-unquote species.
The goats.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have a couple lambs there, but for the most part, they're going to be goats.
I wasn't going to go with goats.
Yeah. And so the gal on the flyer that you see there, her name's Lexi. She's 16, and she's going to be our judge, basically. And she's coming from the Grand Junction area, and she has muscular dystrophy. And she trains her goats to show alongside her wheelchair there because she's wheelchair-bound. And the word possible kind of stemmed from her because her mom said that she has this saying that anything's possible with extra hard work. And so it takes her maybe more work than anybody else, but it's still possible for her. Wow. And so that's kind of where the word possible came from. But I talked to her mom a lot, and there's so many things, like I was saying, that goes beyond just finding animals. Like, we have to compact and roll the arena so wheelchairs can get through the dirt.
Right.
Have mats over the railings of the show ring. Another mom said, you know, a lot of these kids might be on feeding tubes and we need a privacy tent. You know, just so many things that you don't think about, that noise canceling headphones for individuals that
their sensory is too much when they're in an arena or noise. And
And so the funds from the Lohr Foundation has made all of that possible. And like, we have crazy swag bags with sensory stuff for these kids.
Wow. What a cool event you have coming up.
I hope it turns out fantastic. We're trying to get a news station down from Colorado Springs to give it a little bit of a story to highlight these kids and individuals and show that they can do this too and get them out there in the show ring.
Yeah, that's really cool, Jesse. Molly, she talks about the support that CSU Extension has with Larry, and you're the director of the 4-H program. Mm-hmm. So you're also there lending support and helping Jesse do this thing. But what have you seen in this process? Because I'm just blown away, honestly. I'm trying to put myself in the arena and what I'm going to see. And then when you were talking, Jesse, about you got to deal with the arena floor itself and the stands and protection for these individuals. And I'm like, wow, what an event.
Yeah. You know, Jesse's worked really hard at coming up with all these little details that we need to work out, and really researching what we need to do. We're hoping for a great turnout, and we're still looking for participants as well. We still have some spots open, so if anybody has friends or family, there, you know, give us a call. Jesse's number's on there. We can give that here at the end. And, you know, it's also cool because we have our kids coming in from our 4-H program, from our judging, livestock judging team. I think Bleed Fair Royalty is also coming in. And so these kids are going to get paired up with one of our 4-H members to help them kind of as a mentor and a role model. So it's just, I mean, it's great for these families, but it's also really good for the whole community and our 4-H family as well, too. So.
Well, and then when I think of what you're saying there about pairing up these participants with a 4-H member.
Yep, they'll be their quote-unquote buddy.
Yeah.
So then the experience of that 4-H person assisting with this program.
Yeah.
And really becoming a mentor, if you will, or becoming a big brother or big sister for a participant, right? That's gonna be life-changing, I think, for those kids to go through that too.
For sure. You know what's really cool is to see the excitement of the kids that want to help volunteer.
That's why I like 4-H program. That's why I like what Colorado State University 4-H program does, the extension program does, because it surfaces these amazing young people in the San Luis Valley who want to not just help critters or raise them and show them, but they always exhibit this like compassion. You see that in that in that industry, in that culture, it seems like.
There's tons of research out there talking about, you know, what 4-H has done for these kids. It gives them these leadership skills and community service. And, I mean, these are the kids that when, as they get older and people are looking at their resumes and they have 4-H on their resume, I mean, people want to hire them because they just kind of have that extra skill. And
well, this creates this creates more empathy to them, for them too, to work in this way.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that's, I mean, again, it's really a cool program that Jesse, who else is on your team that's helping bring this together? We talked about the leadership of CSU Extension, but I imagine you've got other people in the ground helping you with this.
I mean, there's a few people. I just heard from, a fair board member, Ty Canty. He's actually chose to volunteer to get the groundwork done for us. Rio Grande County clerk and recorder, Cindy Hill, wants to be a part of it.
Cool.
Mineral County, a couple of their commissioners and county manager want to come down and see it and help. And Yvette at the Laura Foundation wants to actually be a part of it. There's just, it's neat to see the community that just wants to have their hands involved in it in any way possible.
Yeah, I want to. I want to go to this. I'm going to go to it for sure. I want to see this.
You know,
it's going to be a great experience.
We just want it to be an opportunity. So the Valley does the best that they can to provide resources. And with the limited resources we have for these individuals, and they do have opportunities, but this is the first of this kind. And so I'm excited to give them this opportunity solely for them. And it, to make it just a day that is dedicated to them that I hope, as cliche as it sounds, magical for them. You know, to be out there and not for just them, but for their caretakers and their parents and family to see that their kids can be in the show ring.
To see what's power, what's possible, the power of possible. I really like that, the power of possible. And you know what's really cool about this event? This is July 25th. It's at 10 o'clock, 10 to 2. It's the Pop Livestock. But what's cool about the timing of it is we're just coming out of Sky High Stampede. Now we have the Pop Livestock coming here in July, end of July. Behind that, you have the annual SLV Fair that runs July 30th to August 8th. So you're really elevating 4-H, livestock, farming, animals, and now, Jesse, you're bringing a different element into it and showing what's possible.
And, you know, obviously we want to bring in as many individuals as we can to be able to participate. And I was praying about that the other day because we do have spots still open. But I'm okay with whoever and however many come, because it's about the impact and not the numbers of people.
Yeah.
And if we can impact just one person, I would be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, and it's just seeing it too for the first time. I mean, this is a first year event, and you're just starting to get the word out even farther than your own circle.
Right.
And people are going to hear about it and they're going to come. And then next year they're going to want to participate again because they're going to see how magical it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure hope so.
Yeah. It's really cool. Tell us, we're just going to transition really quick here because I do want to note coming up is the SLV Fair, July 30th to August 8th, Molly. That's always my favorite event of the year.
Yeah. It's definitely one of our favorite events. This is kind of, you know, our 4-H year starts October 1st, and this is what the kids are building up to. They enroll, they start picking out what projects they're going to do. They're going to club meetings, working on leadership projects and community service. And then they work on these projects, and it builds up to, the beginning of August, and that's where they really get to exhibit and show what they've been working on all year long. It's amazing what these kids can come up with, and the hard work and dedication that they put into, you know, obviously livestock, a lot of people think of livestock when it comes to 4-H, but even like our indoor kids and their creativity of, you know, woodworking and foods and nutrition and cake decorating. I mean, there's just so many projects, and these kids learn so much from it, and it's just really cool to see what they can create. I mean, even as adults, I'm always blown away by what some of them make.
Well, and then now you have Jesse's program where you have those 4-H youth supporting another program before their own big event comes.
Yeah.
That in itself speaks to itself in terms of just kind of the selfishness or the how unselfish.
Right. Right.
Right.
And to kind of go off of that, we do showmanship clinics throughout the summer for 4-H kids that may be new to 4-H. And they bring their animals to the fairgrounds on Thursday nights. And it's 4-H kids that teach them their showmanship skills. It's not us adults. We just open up the barn for them. So to see these 4-H kids do that in so many different aspects, not just pop, but even outside of pop and just on their own helping all these new members is pretty cool to see.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Hey, we're talking to Molly Wells and Jesse Antz. They're with the Colorado State University Extension Program 4-H. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
Just down the road in Antonito, a short drive from Alamosa, climb aboard the historic Cumbres and Toltec Scenic Railroad. Stream through Colorado's high country in the San Luis Valley. Plan your trip at cumbresandtoltec.com. Support comes from Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. CHFA supports Colorado home ownership and works with a statewide network of lenders. Visit chfainfo.com/your home. CHFA is an equal housing lender.
Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod. We've been talking to Jesse Antz and Molly Wells. Jesse's doing a really cool new program, July 25th. Power of Possible. It's a pop livestock for people with disabilities. It's going to be beautiful, going to be a beautiful show.
Yeah.
And then you have the SLV Fair right behind that, July 30th to August 8th. Been a busy, busy summer. This is a busy part of the year getting ready for all of this.
Correct.
And then Molly, CSU Extension, yourself, Larry Brown, I'm sure others have been also offering support for the wildfires, Aspen fires, sheephead fire, helping with critters, right? Explain that for us. Explain what's going on.
So within the last couple of years, it kind of got brought to our attention that Extension has a part in with animal evacuations when these, whether it's fires or some sort of natural disaster come into effect. And so Larry had started kind of working out the, you know, some of the trainings, and we've done some different trainings with FEMA on animal evacuation. We've visited with Pueblo. They have Beth Hayes runs. She's does a lot with the state extension with emergency management, and she also runs their volunteer program of called CART, and they are the group in Pueblo that help evacuate animals during natural disasters. And so we've kind of gotten to see it and like hear about it, but we've never actually gotten to do any of it. And so with these fires, unfortunately, it's been a really rough summer, and with the drought and everything, and Aspen fire just kind of blew up, and you know, they have a ranch outside of Pueblo that they usually take animals to, but the way this fire blew up, they realized right away that they were going to need a bigger facility. So they started evacuating animals to the Pueblo Colorado State Fairgrounds. And we, you know, they have a volunteer system that is very good at what they do. But obviously this fire has been going on for
two weeks.
Yeah, about 2 weeks. And so about 5 days into it, we got a phone call from our Southern Regional Director, and he asked if we would be, some of us would be willing to come over and kind of help and relieve them. And it also gave us some experience as well. You know, a lot of us also felt like, you know, even though this is kind of a volunteer to go over there and help, you know, it's, you know, it could be us anytime, you know?
Right. Well, those where those fires are, the Aspen Acres fire, which is in that Beulah corridor, right back in there. And then you think of the Sheephead fire and where that was located or is located. And there are a lot of horses back in those territories.
Yeah. A lot of hobby farmers, too. A
lot of hobby farmers. Yep. Some cattle. Right. I mean, so I'm going to imagine what you guys were doing.
Right.
Describe that a little bit. Or what's that process? Is bringing them in?
So part of it is bringing them in, but a lot of part of it is just the moving parts of it of, you know, bringing them to the facility, checking them in, having a system to keep them organized, because whether you know who the owners are, you need to make sure they match up with all that.
Right.
Having their contact information, getting feed, because, I mean, obviously these people don't have time to get their feed and their hay and grain out. And that's a large part of what Larry has done the past 10 days probably, is taking over the animal donation program. And it's amazing how many, I mean, the communities up there and even, you know, all across the state have really joined together to help donate, whether it's grain, whether it's lunches for the volunteers, whether it's hay.
Shavings.
Shavings. Yeah. And so Larry's been taking kind of control of that and, you know, helping get those donations in, figure out where it needs to go. We also had a little bit last weekend. We had the La Vida Fairgrounds open, and some of us were over there helping with some of those animals. At one point, there were over 1,300 animals at the state fairgrounds. I think they're down to about maybe 1,100 because they're starting to open up some of those areas and let those.
That's a lot. That's a lot, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking thousands of animals.
Right.
And when you were describing where you have to check them in, so the right owner gets them later and you have to then go out and find feed for them.
Right.
I mean, now that you're saying that, I'm like, wow, what a process. What a program you have to put together like that to be able to do that.
Right.
Wow. That's really amazing.
Yeah. And so it's also kind of helping us too, because, in fact, this week, Larry's going to be starting to work on another training for us. So that way we can kind of have a plan and action in case something happens here. We'll figure out what facilities we can use, you know, even the flow of traffic, how people are coming in. Cause you don't want
right. Cause you got to haul you and you have your trailers. Oh, I mean, cause animals are coming in trailers. They're not just right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of little details that, you know, this was as bad as the situation is, it's a good experience for us to kind of open our eyes and see what we need to do to prepare ourselves as well. But it's just amazing also, like, to see how many community members are working together to help everybody and make sure that these animals are taken care of, because that's a hard loss. I mean,
well, and to what you said, you know, it could be us someday,
exactly.
Sometime,
exactly.
Hopefully not, but what you're learning and then the community that steps up, mm-hmm. which is what you're seeing a community step up together,
to
help these animals and help each other.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's really powerful work. And then we're going to, because I want to end with this. And again, I appreciate you coming in, Jesse. Appreciate you coming in, Molly, sharing your story with the fires and what CSU Extension's doing. But really, I want to go back to Power of Possible and how we started the pop this particular episode of the Valley Pod, the Pop Livestock Show coming up mm-hmm. on July 25th. And just kind of what she was talking about and how everyone, you know, just kind of comes out and helps each other.
Yeah.
In working with animals because they're so special, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now, Jesse, you're extending that to people who have never had that opportunity, and you're going to do that on July 25th. It just seems like it's all really all kind of meant to be.
Yep. Yeah.
It's really cool. I mean, what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, we're very excited, and we hope that we can make an impact for sure and create, like I said, just an opportunity, you know, just something that they haven't had.
Well, what Molly was saying about taking care and how you've stepped up to take care of animals here. But when you have that experience, Jack, you're going to provide mm-hmm. to these individuals on the 25th, and they're going to walk away from that experience, and it's going to mean so much to them because those critters are really special to be around, yeah. and it's fun to be around them.
Yep. Yeah.
It's really
amazing
cool.
What the animals, how they bond with the kids.
Yeah.
Too, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say is that bonding that happens there.
Yeah. So when Pop starts that morning, they'll come in and they'll get a buddy from our livestock judging team or maybe even Fair Royalty, and then we'll match them up with an animal and they'll get to have their day in the show ring.
So just if someone does want to participate, they're hearing this or they hear about this and they want to participate, how would they do that, Jesse?
They can call the extension office in Monta Vista and talk to really any of us. Mm-hmm. We all know Pop's going on and any of them can help. You can reach out to me personally. Jesse Ince, my phone number is 719-588-9526. They can call the extension office or me, and it's all over Facebook, so you can find it on Facebook.
Cool, cool. Really look forward to it. July 25th, that's the Pop Livestock Show. It's at the Sky High Stampede Grounds. Really look forward to that. Appreciate all the work that CSU Extension is doing in a really, really busy summer and a busy period coming up. Thanks, Molly, for coming
in.
Thank you. Hey, you've been listening to The Valley Pod in our episode with CSU Extension's Molly Wells and Jesse Ince. The Valley Pod is presented by Coombers and Toltec Scenic Railroad, the Lohr Foundation, and CHAFA, Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. We're produced by Owen Woods. See you around the valley.
Looking for the freshest food in the valley? Introducing the new SLV Local Foods Directory, where you can meet your neighbors and eat better. From colorful potatoes and crisp greens to farm-fresh eggs, dairy, and meat, find exactly who grows your food right here in the valley. Support local, eat fresh, and strengthen our community. Are you a local farmer or producer? Add your information. Visit lmsacitizen.com today and discover the freshest food from the heart of the valley.